was talking to a couple of podcasters last week who were giving me feedback on Capsho. If you've never heard of Capsho, it's going to blow your mind. It is an AI-powered podcast copywriter. And one of the assets that Capsho creates for you is a promotional email for your episode, an email to send out to your list to let them know that your new episode is now live. When I was getting feedback from these podcasters, I asked them about the email. Was this feature actually useful for them or no? And both of them mentioned that it 100% would be if only they actually emailed their list about their podcast. And this blew my mind a little bit. I thought that every podcaster emailed their list about their new episode dropping. Boy, was I in for a reckoning, because I spoke to three more people and it was the same thing. Okay, so it looks like it's more common than I thought. And it's not because they thought it wouldn't work. They absolutely would love to, but it's just another one of those things they just don't have the time to actually think about what to even put into that email, let alone writing it and then sending it out. So if this is you, if you are also perhaps a little bit guilty of not letting your list know when you have a new podcast episode for them to listen to, because you also have no idea what to say in the email, then this episode is 100% for you. We are going to take you through the step-by-step structure of your podcast promotional email. My name is Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capsho, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Yeah, yeah. Hey you, so glad you could join me on the Grow My Podcast Show. My name is Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capsho. I am so pumped to be taking you through the exact formula, the exact step-by-step structure of the promotional email to send out to your email list so that you can 2x, 5x, even 10x downloads like I did. And let me tell you a little bit about that. And in fact, this actually happened only recently. We've for a little while been struggling with our email autoresponder. So that's the service that actually sends out your scheduled email. I won't use any names, but let's just say we were struggling to get the thing to even work. We were finding that it was either not emailing anyone or just randomly emailing some people for some reason. It was just never actually emailing the people we wanted it to. So it was a bit of a nightmare. So there was a period of time when we thought that we were emailing out our episode promo email, only to find out after the fact that they were not actually going out. And after hours and hours of spending time with their service team, we finally got the thing to work and we emailed out our podcast promo email. And I was shocked. I was shocked when I logged into our podcast hosting platform to have a look at the analytics the next day, because we had doubled the number of downloads that we usually get. Doubled. Just from actually fixing our email system. Okay, so if you've been sitting on the fence about emailing your list about your podcast, or you've been procrastinating on sending an email out to your list about it, or you know you have to, you want to, but you just don't have the time to, then this is your sign. Take listening to this episode as your sign that you have to start doing this. If you're looking to grow your show, start emailing your list. Okay, that is a guaranteed way for you to already bump up your listens. Cool? And fortunately, we are going to take you through exactly how to do this, as in what to actually put in your email to get them to want to hit that listen button. Sound good? Okay, so we're going to take a quick ad break. And when we're back, I'm going to be joined by my co-founder, Bona Rai, and we're going to take you step by step through the framework, the exact framework and structure to use in your podcast promotional email. Okay, the one that you are going to be sending out to grow your podcast show. If you've been sitting on the fence about emailing your list about your podcast, or if you have been procrastinating on sending an email out to your list about it, or you know that you have to, you want to send an email out, but you just don't have the time to, then we are here to help you. We are going to help you with the exact framework, the exact structure to use for your podcast promotional email to get those downloads, to get your audience to want to listen to your episode. And by we, I mean myself and my co-founder, Bona Rai. Welcome.
Hello.
Okay, let's get into the three-step structure of a promotional podcast email. And this is, I'm just going to set expectations right now. I mean, this is going to be amazing.
It is.
It's going to blow your mind. It will. But it's also kind of not super original. And when I say super original, you're going to hear these three steps and you'll be like, I bet I've heard this somewhere.
Yes.
And in fact, you have, because I think you might know, if you've listened to this podcast, Russell Brunson is one of our mentors. And time again, actually, I was listening to an old podcast episode he had, which was one of his keynotes on Funnel Hacking Life. And it was funny because he spoke about hook, story, offer.
Yes.
I was just listening to that on my run this morning, actually. Okay. So it's all pervasive. It's one of those things. You see it everywhere once you start thinking about it. Okay. So that's given you a little bit of an insight into the three steps, right, of your promotional email. It's going to be all around hook, story, and offer.
Yes.
So why don't we get into the first part with the hook and exactly what do we mean when we go for an email?
Mm.
What is the hook? Where do we use it? How do we use it? How do we come up with a hook?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So for emails, the hook is your subject line. So it's not even the body of your email. Before someone even starts to read your email, what do they need to see first is the hook. Mm-hmm. Sorry, they need to see the subject line. So the subject line needs to do its job, not to talk about your product or the amazing thing you're going to, sell them, but really just to physically make them stop scrolling, yes. Right? Because think about it. We're constantly scrolling our inboxes.
Yes.
Especially if we're not quite in the primary inbox for our audience just yet. People are really scrolling to say, what is worth my time? The thing I love about the word hook is think about it as like a fishing hook. Like you physically have to drag someone, stop them and drag them along. And that's dragging their attention, right? So their eyeballs, you got to make them stop. So really your email subject line is the hook in this framework. So that's why there is quite a lot of value in putting time into coming up with one that is really going to hook your listener.
Yes.
So really the key things you want to think about is you want to make it as, nothing too long and too, I'll put the actual character limit in that, we recommend in our show notes, but really you want it to be short, sharp, to the point, and usually find personalizing it. So obviously all email responders, including ours, that doesn't work very well, gives you the opportunity to personalize for the name. And we've also found that adding really talking to them directly really helps. So that's one thing you want to make sure when you're talking about how do you come up with a compelling hook. And it's got to be specific. We talk about this a lot. Again, nothing original, but really what is the thing that's going to specifically get them to stop and say, hang on, that's me and I'm having that issue, or I do want that thing. And that's really the main job of the hook.
Yes.
And it's the image subject line.
Yeah. And I do want to just reiterate how important it is to think about emails as stopping the scroll. I think we've been taught different things and the world's changed, right? So your email list is something that you own 100%. But that doesn't mean that people opted in for your email list how long ago for something that they probably don't even remember now doesn't mean that they actually are sitting there looking out for your email. Like they're looking for you to email them.
Yes.
They're not. Everyone else has, they have very full lives. Think about your own situation. I'm sure that you're looking out for my email. I know.
They've got timers down. Yeah. The reminders in the calendar.
Yeah. They're like, if I don't get an email from DJ today, something's good.
Let me check with her email autoresponder for sure. Let me email her and let her know.
Oh, she's not going to get it. But okay, so even as I said that, I bet you guys listening, you're like, nah, that's not the way it works. Exactly, because no one, we don't sit here thinking about anyone else's emails. So please don't approach it that way, that people are actually waiting for your email.
Yes.
It is now a very, we all subscribe or sign up to, hundreds of things. The proliferation of email marketing has just blown up. And so that's why it's so important that you do have to stop the scroll.
Yes.
Because you've signed up to literally hundreds of things.
Yeah.
And if we don't come up with an email subject line to have you stop the scroll, then you're not going to open my email.
Absolutely.
And what's the point then?
What's the point of it? The emailing you really, really good. That's going to convert a lot of people. But
yes,
you've lost that opportunity. And the example that you talked about in your story just earlier, we got a 67% open rate on that.
What? That is insane.
Insane. And and mind you, this is after some of the technical difficulties we were having about people not getting our emails,
yeah,
can you say? So again, I'll share the actual subject line in the show notes.
Yeah.
But it's just so powerful. Again, we don't advocate for doing what we did, which is essentially ghosting our list for a little while without realizing it.
Yeah.
But this is how powerful a subject line can be when done right.
Yes.
And it's so simple. When you read it, you're going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes I know one of the things you have to watch out for that I need to watch out for is not trying to be overly clever in your subject line. We all love a good pun. So if it works, definitely put that in. But really want to be just clear to the point.
Yeah.
And make it really easy for your customer to say, oh, yeah, actually, I'd love to learn more about that.
Yeah,
exactly. 100%. That's me.
Okay, so that's step one, hook. Your email subject line has to be on point. You need that to work. Otherwise, there's no point in the other two steps because no one's going to be opening your email to even read it.
Yes.
But let's get into step two, which is all about the story.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely our favorite part. Well, my favorite part anyway, probably yours as well. Mm-hmm. And this is really going to be if you almost think about your email in a couple of blocks, the first block where what you're doing with the story is you are essentially telling the story mm-hmm. to build immediate relatability yes. with your customer. So, and your listener and your audience. So the hook's kind of done the really good job of saying, yep, you need to read this. Now it's really about why do I care and why this person? So in our world as podcasters, you're telling the story either with you at the center because you've done a solo episode and you've learned and earned this particular thing and you're quickly telling that story, or with someone else at the center, which would be your guest. So again, you're teaching by a guest, you've got them on the show for a reason, and what's their story that really is going to build instant relatability with your audience.
Yes.
And, you know, this is not the easiest thing to do, but, you know, once you start to do it, it's really kind of saying it's a very human, normal thing. So again, in this example we've been talking about, really you told that story of how, you know, not being able to, like we told that story of you when you first started out and we thought you needed a giant audience to make a lot of money on your podcast. And that immediately people can say, gosh, that's me right now.
Yeah.
That was me last week. I just had this thought. And it just really humanizes you and immediately builds that relatability, which opens them up for actually listening to what you have to say yes. and wants to take the next step with you. And can I just, this is really, really important, actually. I'm sure that you hear the whole storytelling thing bandied about a lot. And I just want to be really open about the fact that for me, I actually only really started getting comfortable with telling my story, like not even like maybe 12 months ago, at a stretch 18 months ago, but for not very long.
Yeah.
Well, for the amount of stories I tell now, it seems a little bit strange, but
making up for lost time.
Yeah, I am. And that's because, you know, for a long, long time, I thought that I had to be this invulnerable. And I think that we all start from this place, you know, especially as experts when we're coaching or consultants and we feel like we have to be the person that everyone has to look up to.
Yes.
And so I also thought that when we first started, and I kind of had to really break that thought down because people just cannot relate. And again, I would encourage you to think about your own relationships with your coaches and why you bought into particular masterminds or programs or people that you've invested in. I 100% can guarantee that at some point it's because their story or their vulnerability, their, you know, the way that they shared about themselves really touched you
yes.
in some way.
Yes.
And so you felt this instant connection and this instant relatability. And you were like, okay, well, if they've gone through that, all of those bad, negative things, and they've still been able to come out the other end, and not only come out the other end, but also be willing to share about that, be open about that, then that is actually what connects humans.
Mm. Right?
That's what that. So I really, really want you to think about, and don't overwhelm yourself with the fact that your story, when we say story, it has to be this big, like, journey. Yeah. You don't have to be, you know, the Luke Skywalker having gone through these battles and this transformation. You know, like a lot of the stories that I tell you, even in this episode, you know, the story that I told you was literally about our email autoresponder not working.
That is, I mean, not, I'm super open about that.
That is not a sexy story. But I'm sure that some of you probably have gone through something like that, either some tech email autoresponder, or maybe it's a social media schedule or something not working. You're like, oh my gosh, I know exactly how that feels like. Or you can relate to it in some other way or some other thing that hasn't yes. worked. And you're like, yeah, I know. Like when it finally worked, oh my gosh, the results I got was just amazing.
Exactly. And I was going to say the other part of the emotion, that story that you told, was that joy of just like, oh my gosh, yes. double the downloads.
I know.
Like people go, I remember that. Or imagine what that would feel like.
Yes.
You know, suddenly you're connected human to human.
Yes.
Like you
exactly.
say. Yeah.
So
definitely don't freak yourself out by being like, oh my gosh, I have to like every week think of this big story to tell. No, you do not.
Yeah.
Just think about a micro moment that happened in your day, in your life, in your week, anything really that you can just lead into. And this is generally how I think about storytelling. I mean, I could also episode on storytelling.
I think you should.
Yeah. But it basically leads into, it always becomes an analogy for what it is that you're going to be teaching on that, on your episode.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in fact, I would suggest, and hearing some of your stories, and reading some of your stories as you tell them, is I would always suggest the more simple and specific and every day, the better. Because yes, I would almost, if you're kind of thinking about this now, sometimes this pressure you put on yourself to tell the big, long, crazy, inspirational story is really just now you trying to be an expert again.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So remember that. It's just about you being human.
Yes.
And why is this so important from a strategy perspective is, like we just talked about being an expert, we're so focused on credibility and wanting to build credibility. And that is really important. But this is actually going to be the thing that opens your audience up to credibility, yes, which is the next step in your email.
Yes.
So really think about this as that this is necessary warm up to actually make sure your credibility lands.
Love that.
Find yourself resisting the story and wanting to skip it.
Yeah. You've got to tell your story, you guys. And please reach out to us, hi@capture.com. If this is something that resonates with you, either A, you're scared of telling your story, or you're not sure how to tell your story, or you're like, yes, I love storytelling. I totally get the value of it. Please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Okay. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Step one, hook. That's our email subject line. Step two is story. It's all about, that's got to be your first part of the email. Create that connection, create a relatability. So then step three is the offer.
The offer, yes. So in the overall hook story offer framework, this is kind of where you make the, you're really making the offer to your audience to say, here's a product or service that I'm selling. The way that I think about this when it comes to emails and whenever, you know, you're doing these promotional emails to really get people to take the next step with you, is you're really making an offer of value. So this is now where I've hooked you. I know this is important to you. I've told you my story. I really relate to you now. You relate to me on a personal level. And now I'm going to make you this offer to listen to this podcast episode that's going to add a ton of value, really.
Yeah.
So really what the story does when you tell it without realizing it is that it actually breaks down some of the false beliefs that people have, right? They kind of say, oh, okay, well, Didi just, maybe I'm not thinking about this the right way. So she went through this and she got this other result. Now, what's the offer? The offer is saying, well, in this episode, I'm really break it down. Here are the three things you're going to learn. Here's the offer. So go ahead and listen now. I really had to, in writing these emails, I had to reframe my own mindset rather than saying, oh, I'm asking them to do something. They're probably really busy. I'm putting another ask in front of them to say, hey, no, this person's interested. They're already reading this email. If they're down here, now I'm just offering them all this value that they're going to learn from this episode, right? So then in this part, really what you want to do is this is where you can flex your credibility and you can say, you know what? I've learned these three things on how to, in this case, monetize a really small audience. I went 6 figures in my first year of podcasting. You can too. Here's what you're going to learn.
Yeah.
Like, wow, right? So that's really how you want to think about the second part of your offer. Make it confidently, be clear about the value that you're bringing, and really think about your audience to say, we love giving a 3 bullet point thing to see what they will learn, because then they're like, if not all three, definitely one of them's going to hit and they're going to hit listen. So we got an amazing, I think we got a 14% click-through rate on that particular email, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's because it's really powerful, again, for people to say, yes, I can relate to that. Give me that value.
Yes. I love that. Okay. So that is essentially how you write your email: hook, story, an offer. And I mean, there are little nuances that we could go into, like where do you lay your content honey trap, for example. Hint, part of your story. Actually, everywhere, really.
Everywhere,
it's
yeah.
Part of, it's really part of your hook as well. But the great thing is that you actually don't need to know how to write the email.
So good.
It's so good because we have something for you.
Called Capture!
All right, so
it's a lot coming.
Yeah, totally. We clearly do not leave it quiet. I don't think we're quiet about it at all.
No.
But you guys, if you have not tried this amazing software out yet, do it. You get two, you can start your free trial. You can put through a couple of episodes absolutely for free and check out what we mean by these emails, because Capture actually provides, it writes a promotional email for your podcast episode. Fully editable, you can
You can also refresh it if you don't like what it comes up with, but you've got to try it out, see it for yourself. It is magic. It did write 95% of the email that we've been talking about.
What?
We've been flexing on, you know, this episode.
Yeah.
That's the thing about Capture, that, you know, it's, we're putting, so things like Hook Story Offer, Content Honey Traps, all of these things that we've invested time and money learning from the greats, we're putting into the software. So yes, it's not just an email that a robot writes to say, okay, put some sort of, put a hi, a salutation, a sign off, and some sort of body in there.
Yeah.
It goes through these things that we just talked about.
How is it?
Okay, so we're going to, why don't we put the email in the show notes as well, the one that we've been talking about. So it was for the podcast episode a few weeks ago, how to monetize a small audience and monetize your podcast with a small audience. So we'll put the actual email in the show notes, and maybe we can even mark it up to be like, what were the specific changes, if you can still remember, that we actually made to what Capture wrote. So Capture, it will be like, Capture wrote this thing. And these were only the only changes, the only little tweaks that we had to make. And you can see just how simple it is for you, yourself, with no time, with, you know, a lot on your plate. You can see how simple it is for you to start to email your list to get them listening to your podcast episode. Because let me tell you, we doubled. I actually think now we're more than double, like given, you know, just how like the time that's passed and people checking their emails, you know, a week later.
That's true.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
But we, yeah, it was insane. Okay. So you guys go check out the show notes, go see, we'll actually drop all of the assets in there. We'll also have a cheat sheet for you on Hook Story Opera on these three steps. You can get that in the show notes. So we'll leave a link and sign up to Capture. Okay. So go to capshow.com. Again, we'll leave that link in the show notes. Get in on your free trial. Get in on your free trial. Okay. It's free. Did I mention that it was free?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Free trial, just so you know.
So go do that. We are so excited about all of this. I'm so excited that you are here. Please stay awesome.